Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop on an open line Thursday. You can hit us up at 800-636-1067 throughout the show on the AAA Always On Call listener line. Right now, as we do every morning at 7 o'clock, we hit the skins.
Hit that music, Valdez.
What cheery HTTR for 2 weeks.
It's a victory Thursday. It's a victory 2 weeks, Cakes.
Yeah, but you don't love the bye weeks, let's be honest.
I don't know, I don't. You know what I don't love is rainy days. What am I going to do today?
Dude, the rain is coming down hard out here.
Aren't you depressed? Like, at what, 10 o'clock, I don't know what to do.
Yeah,
I mean, there's nothing to do.
Well, the thing that sucks is I usually take my dog for a walk about 3-4 miles right after the show.
Yeah.
Can't take her for a walk today. I mean, right. I can bring the umbrella, but she'll be drenched.
All right.
Not worth it.
With the NFL trade deadline less than a week away, Cakes, the rumor mill starting
rumors.
To heat up.
Where exactly is the rumor mill? Where can
it's
you
just
find
out
it?
There in the ether, Lurch. It's just out there.
It's so it's not a physical mill.
No, it's not like where you got married.
PA, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Say it's
yeah.
in PA.
Oh, it's
somewhere.
In PA. Carlisle. Yeah. That's where it is.
Yeah. But apparently, there's a hot wide receiver name on the trade market, Cakes.
Julio Jones.
And the Patriots, Browns, Saints, and Washington
Ooh.
Are teams that are allegedly interested.
Give me a hint as to who this player is.
I think I know.
He's a wide receiver.
Does he play in Texas?
No.
Does he play in Ooh. Illinois?
No.
Ooh, hold on. What college did he go to?
30 years old.
Starting to sour already.
I saw the name. He's kind of pretty good. He's
hold
like
on,
great.
What
He's
college? Do you know what college he went to?
Yes.
Where?
Pac-10 or 12, whatever they call
Pac-12.
That now.
Pac-12.
Pac-12 guy.
But he's 30, so.
Who went to the Pac? Who went to the Pac-12?
Robert Woods.
No.
He's an SC guy.
Well,
think Messi.
Marvin Jones went to Cal. Is it
Marvin Jones.
Oh, not interested. No, thank
Marvin
you.
Marvin Jones.
Has he done anything this year? I don't think he's done much.
No, it's been quiet this year.
No, big
but
no.
Why is that a big no, Cakes? I mean, just last
not
season,
interested.
He had 62 catches, 9 touchdowns.
Does the term over the hill, does that ring a bell for anybody?
He had 9 touchdowns last year, Cakes.
He had 9 touchdowns last year. These 2 years before that, he had 9. Since 2015, he's had 65, 55, 61. 2018 was a down year, 35. Probably was hurt because he only played 9 games. Last year, 62 catches. And this year, so far, just 19. So
look,
it's been underutilized so far this year.
He would certainly have been an upgrade.
Well, they're saying they
he would
need
be an upgrade,
number two.
But, I mean, what are you going to deal away for him? What are you going to
probably? It's probably not that costly. But put it this way, Cakes. They've got 4 or 5 teams that are apparently hot on the pursuit, including the Patriots, the Browns, Saints, and they're saying Washington. They're making calls. So he's only got 226 yards through 6 games, only 19 receptions. But, you know, McLaurin is balling. McLaurin's got 577 and two touchdowns. But after that, their three top guys have a combined 387 and three.
No, so, you need another number two, no doubt.
Right
if,
now.
If you didn't have to give up a ton, I'd be interested.
Yeah. So I think it's worth kicking the tires on.
You know who else I'd be interested in? I saw that he was a possible trade target was Will Fuller.
I'm more interested in him, even though he does have a very checkered injury history.
Right.
Yeah. Like, wind blows the wrong direction.
He's having a pretty good year, though.
He's having a really good year. I believe he's either scored a touchdown or gone over 100 in every single game. Aside from the game, like he had a weird game. I think it might have been against the Ravens where – like, he was just on the sideline having his hamstring worked on, and he had zero catches.
Yeah.
Like, outside of that game, he's been a baller this year.
Now he's had a really good year, so I thought he might be.
We've already touched on it. Haskins is a name that people are talking about as the deadline approaches. Mm-hmm. Now, somebody points out here on NFL.com, though, that since 2010, so between 2010 to 2019, none of the 30 quarterbacks taken in the first round were traded or released in the middle of a season while on their rookie contract. So it's unlikely, just based on history, that Washington would move Haskins. But this is kind of a unique situation where he's on his second coaching staff. He seems to have already kind of worn out his welcome here. I think both sides would welcome the move. So I do think it's possible. Now, with the Jets struggling, let me just throw this out. What if they just swapped Haskins for Darnold? Would you kick the tires on Darnold?
Of course. Yes. Darnold's so much better.
I think so, right?
Plus, all of the guys that have escaped Adam Gase and then have gone on to flourish while he's not their coach, just for that alone, he's worth looking
into. Now, they're not going to trade for Haskins because they're going to draft Trevor.
Right.
But, man, if you could find a way to get your hands on Darnold, that's somebody worth kicking the tires on.
I don't hate that idea. I don't hate the concept.
Well, and then if you did that, you guarantee yourself a winless year, a winless season.
If you're the Jets.
I mean, the Jets will probably go 0-16 anyway or 1-15 with Darnold, but you throw Haskins in there, you're probably guaranteed.
But I just don't think that. Why would they do that, though? Like,
They wouldn't.
They wouldn't because they want Trevor. Unless they wanted to groom Haskins as a backup.
No, that's what I'm saying. So if you want Trevor, you throw the worst quarterback in there.
Right. All right.
But I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know why the Jets would do that.
Other names that are being thrown out there potentially with Washington that they could be interested in. This guy has never really taken off, right? And that's John Ross. Cakes.
It's a burner.
Always been hurt.
He's a burner.
Yeah, he's... he's just not on the field a lot. When he does get chances, he hasn't really produced. He's had maybe like one or two like explosive games.
He's only played in 27 career games. He's got 51 catches, 10 touchdowns, though. Averages 14.5 yards per catch.
I'm shocked that he has 10 touchdowns in his career. That kind of shocks me.
Yeah. That's what it says.
But he's been in the league 4 or 5 years, right?
Well, yeah. He had seven in his second year.
Okay.
That helps.
Well, you know, he's a big play guy, right, with that speed.
Yes.
So I don't know. He's out there. He's another guy maybe that you could pair with McLaurin. You just need something. Of course, we keep hearing David Njoku, his name, but they just lost one of their tight ends, right?
Austin Hooper's on the IR. Yeah.
Right. Hooper, yeah. So probably unlikely that he'll be around. Now, I also have a list of guys, potentially free agents, that are going to be out there next year. So if you want to look ahead
at receiver,
at various positions.
Okay.
Now, this I'm stealing this from Riggo's Rag. I love that site. It's part of, I guess, Fansided, riggosrag.com. They say, number one, wide receiver, Cakes, would you be interested?
Oh.
Curtis Samuel.
Yes.
He's kind of intriguing.
Because when he's healthy, he can make plays.
He can make plays, and he's a little bit of a hybrid, too, where you can use him in the backfield. I'm officially intrigued by Curtis Samuel.
And he's only 24. He doesn't turn 25 till next August.
Like that he's not 30.
They say he'd be a perfect complement to McLaurin.
He scored last week. Another Ohio State kid.
I think he rushed the touchdown last week. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Officially interested in Curtis Samuel.
Right. How about linebacker Haason Reddick?
I mean, it's fine. I'm more interested in guys who score points, but, I mean, if you wanted to throw defensive guys in there,
they
too,
certainly
yeah,
need
sure.
to upgrade their linebackers, as far as I'm concerned. So I guess he potentially could be out there. How about running back Kenyon Drake? Just a hint for you?
If you can give me the Kenyon Drake that got traded to Arizona and then blew up like the second half of last year, not the first half of this year Kenyon Drake, who then got injured. If you
I just don't know why you would need him. You drafted Antonio Gibson. I saw Pro Football Focus has him as the highest rated rookie running back. I would expect Antonio Gibson to be.
You know what? It's a good point. Not interested in Kenyon Drake.
Yeah, I would expect him to be the guy next year.
I'm not lobbying for him. I'm just giving you the names that are out there.
Here, take the rock here and just give it to Gibby a bunch of times. Make him your workhorse.
All right, Cakes, I got another name for you.
All right.
Could be available next year. Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yes.
Kind of intriguing. Young slot receiver.
Second round pick, 2017.
Yes. Interested.
100%.
Now, yes. He also, doesn't he have some questionable, like, attitude
injuries?
Issues or no?
I don't think he's an attitude guy.
He's not?
I think he's more, like Jason said, he's more of an injury.
He got into it
guy.
With Antonio Brown, right? Or was Antonio jealous of him
who
or something?
Get into it with Antonio Brown.
I just like, remind me of what happened.
Who's the crazy person of those two?
Wasn't there some deal between those two?
Well, who do you think the crazy one was?
I understand.
No, we know who the crazy person is.
Do you remember that? Wasn't
yes.
there an incident?
Well, Juju, like, Antonio Brown tried to embarrass him by putting out a private message of Juju saying he looked up to him. It was a weird thing. It made no sense. Weird.
So
Antonio
Juju,
Brown
you think
got
is
upset
fine.
When he wasn't the MVP of the team.
Right. So Juju, you think is fine? Like,
yes, I would
that's
say
just
fine.
Sort
he's
of
he's kind of falling out of favor there because Deontay Johnson is emerging, so he's not getting as many looks. But I mean, he would get plenty of looks here. I know that
he had a bomb year 2 years ago, 111 catches.
Yep.
All right. How about?
Well,
this?
I think this past week, by the way, he was targeted 15 times.
He got targeted a lot.
Yeah.
It'd be a great target for that.
You'd have to give so much up for him.
Right. Okay. Hey, I'm just telling you, they're saying he's available.
Well, he's available as a free agent?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so.
Well, they should be in the mix for him.
All right.
Well, they're
going to
be in the mix for receivers, no doubt.
Jakes.
Yes.
Drabby might be bitter. Maybe he doesn't care.
All right.
Jacob Hollister. Tight end, Jacob Hollister.
Dime a dozen tight ends.
You're not interested.
Please.
I mean, Drab can expand.
I don't
on
know if he even makes the dozen.
Okay.
I mean,
all right.
Yeah, no interest.
Yeah, when's the last time he did anything?
How about free safety Malik Hooker of the Colts?
I mean, didn't he blow out his Achilles a couple years ago, or am I getting him mixed
up? He ruptured his Achilles early in the season. They're saying he could miss training camp next summer in the start of 2021, but he'd be an obvious upgrade.
Yeah,
you
but
know,
damaged goods.
For them.
I like him because, again, Ohio State kid, but damaged goods.
All right, you're not interested. All right, there's another running back. I'm just going to skip him because you guys aren't interested in running backs.
Let me just hear the name so I can go, meh.
his name is so nondescript, I've already forgotten. Philip Lindsay.
Always
I like
hurt.
Philip Lindsay.
Meh.
Always hurt.
But he is always hurt.
He's tiny, too.
He's
no
tiny.
Thanks.
Gets concussions every 20 minutes.
All right, how about this? Mm-hmm. How about defensive back Jalen Mills from the Eagles? Any interest, Cakes?
I'll be honest.
Former seventh rounder from LSU. They say he could play free safety in a pinch, play corner.
Well, I mean,
play
you need help in the secondary? You need help in the secondary, so yeah, I'd be interested.
Be a versatile guy, potentially. Oh, you're going to be curious. This name was bandied about this offseason. Nothing happened. Quarterback Cam Newton.
No.
The way he's playing right now, no.
No. Minimal interest.
No. Out.
But this could just be just a bad stretch. He could get hot again, right? Figures it out, sits down, watches some film. They figure out how to utilize
him
a little better.
I just can't believe we're looking at next year's free agents already. EB,
hey.
Washington's in the playoff race.
I know. I'm just telling you.
Hey, it never hurts to look ahead. Never
but I do
ahead.
Think they need to address the receiver. If they can possibly get one of those guys for not much, I think that they have to upgrade at receiver for this stretch.
So far, I would say, of all the names that we went through, Juju Smith-Schuster and potentially Sam Darnold, those are two guys that Washington, you could see, could make some sense potentially here. Right?
For when? For
Absolutely.
Next year?
You know, it's up – yeah. At some point,
I don't think Darnold makes a ton of sense. You threw out a hypothetical about Darnold for Haskins in a deal.
I mean, they're not going to do Darnold for Haskins because they're going to draft Lawrence. But if you could find a way to get Darnold, I'd like to kick the tires on Darnold.
I'd be relatively comfortable having Darnold as your starting quarterback in 2021.
Really?
Yes. Mm.
Wow, he still commits a lot of turnovers.
They're not going to be in the hunt for Trevor Lawrence. That's out. They're not going to be in the hunt for that. We're going to win six games. We're not going to be in the hunt for that. So
there's other guys. A raw rookie. I like the fact that it's not a rookie.
There are other guys you can draft. You don't have to draft just Trevor Lawrence.
Understood, but the top three guys will probably be gone.
And by the way, Justin Fields played like the number one overall pick last week, not Lawrence.
Fine. Either one of those guys will be gone before Washington.
Fields is going to be a stud.
They're not going to have a top three or four pick.
I get it.
So, I don't know, man.
I wouldn't want Darnold.
I think there's something. You were so high on Darnold a couple years ago. You were off his bandwagon.
Well, he proved me wrong. He's not good. Now, maybe it's the situation and the lack of talent. But he
also
has
Adam Gase at the helm, which is never good.
Right.
So, you have to consider that.
All right, got to take a break. When we come back, we'll open up the phone lines again. You can call us at 800-636-1067 on the AAA Always On Call listener lines. What EB is mentioning, though, does beg the question, where do you want them to upgrade first? Because there are a lot of positions where they could upgrade. We know they've got holes on the offensive line, at wide receiver, maybe at tight end, depending on how you feel about Logan Thomas. Where do you want to see the Washington football team upgrade the most? And if they can make a little trade, where do you want to see them make the deal as the trade deadline approaches next week? 800-636-1067.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You know, I'm wearing my 2019 World Series shirt. Tomorrow is the anniversary, and 106.7 The Fan is going to be all over it with a special broadcast. I believe it kicks off at 6 p.m. We'll be celebrating the World Series once again.
1 year.
Reliving it. That's cool. Break out your rings. Just, World Series rings. We're World Series champions, remember.
Yeah, always.
Yes. Well,
will we all commit to wearing the rings tomorrow? Okay.
Sure. I will commit to the bit, yes.
JP?
I just have to remember.
I know. Well, if you forget, just go back upstairs and then grab it.
Yeah,
I won't remember, but I'll have to just grab it.
Of course.
It's iced.
Definitely going to do that.
I was actually wearing it 2 days ago. My wife was talking about it. Just how absurdly big it is.
Right.
Oh, it's
so big.
Anyway, we're going to be replaying Game 7 starting at 6 p.m., and there's going to be special commentary between innings from Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. So we'll be reliving it all tomorrow.
By the way,
we can look back on the glory of 2019.
Did you guys see, did we talk about the Terps rings for their share of the Big Ten They had put those on social media a couple days ago. They look awesome.
They look great. Yeah.
And, of course, I tweeted, when are the
clearly
Junks getting theirs?
Clearly you're talking about the basketball team?
Yes.
Yes.
I said, when are the Junks getting their rings? I mean, come on. Isn't that the bit when the local team wins?
Yeah, we get Turge on and ask them.
Ask them where our rings are.
Right, he'll say, yeah, they're in the mail.
I think the difference would be that we carried the Nationals.
I understand the difference, Ricky. I understand.
He'll say, be happy with the T-shirts I gave you at practice last season.
I wear those T-shirts all the time.
I know.
I actually do like them. Very much so. All right. It's Open Line Thursday, your chance to steer the show if you have some ideas on some trade options potentially for Washington. I can't believe how geeked up I am at 2-5. Normally, I'm all punched out at this point. But we're right in the middle of it, Cakes.
That could change after a week, though.
Could change. Could change. We lose. I'll be upset. Let's go to line two. Let's go to Ted, calling from California, Maryland. Where's California, Maryland again?
I have no idea.
Southern Maryland. I'm 2 hours south of anything is pretty much how I put it.
Oh, my God. So are you near water then?
Yes, actually, yeah. I'm right on the St. Mary's River at the Patuxent, Potomac. They're all down here. So it's a beautiful place to live.
Very good.
If you have to drive to Waldorf, Maryland, how long would it take?
About 45 minutes.
What if you go to a Nats game? How long does it take you to drive to a Nats game?
Forever.
About an hour. Yeah, pretty much forever. I generally get there around the fourth inning.
Nuh-uh.
So,
what do you do for a living, Ted?
I'm a mechanic.
Mechanic. Silly. So you're silly with cars.
I mean, I can fix what I need to.
All right.
I got my job.
All right. What's up?
So I got a pretty wild and out there trade, and to me it makes sense. I'm not a Redskins fan, but I was just thinking about it the other day. So you got down in New Orleans, Michael Thomas for some reason is having some issues, punching people in the face.
What's going on there?
He sounds like a great teammate.
Typical receiver.
Awesome. He's a knucklehead. Yeah. Great player, right, exactly, knucklehead, though. Yeah.
Right. So my trade is the Redskins trade a second-round pick this year and either a conditional third or a third-round pick the year after and trade for Michael Thomas.
Well,
and
yes,
the reason I think
it.
That would work is because they've already shown a commitment to shell out $20 million a year, which his contract is when they were trying to give it to Amari. And they need wide receiver help. And the Saints may want to move on for some unknown reason. I don't know.
I just don't think they would do it, but I think Washington would do it. I actually think
absolutely.
Washington
and, I mean,
would do it.
And normally, yes, he would be worth much more than that. But obviously, his contract is such an prohibitor from other teams because not many teams can absorb a $20 million a year contract, but the Redskins can. I mean,
why would they get rid of him, Cakes? Why would they get rid of him?
Especially if they're in the running for the NFC.
Only if he's just, just a cancer in the locker room and they just can't go forward with him. If that's the way they feel about him, that would be the only way because when he's healthy and he's not punching his teammates, he's ultra productive.
Right.
He's like a top two or three receiver in the league.
I've seen Sean Payton, their head coach, basically say that all of these rumors about Michael Thomas are hogwash.
Right. Well, then
good,
why isn't he playing?
Old guy term.
Why isn't he playing?
Doesn't he have like an ankle injury?
Up.
He's got some sort of injury.
Yeah, but I thought he was cleared of that.
By the way, we talked about Christian McCaffrey earlier, and I saw Florio's reporting that he's not expected to play tonight.
Hmm. Okay, good.
So if you guys have him on
it's another week of Mike Davis for you, Jason.
And your fantasy
roster. Look, I would rather Mike Davis play a full game than Christian be a question mark and only get half the reps.
Right.
You know, so that's fine with me. Next week, he'll have another 10 days to recover, then he'll be the number one.
Right. All right, 800-636-1067. It's Open Line Thursday. This is about what typically happens. Phone calls have pretty much dissipated. We'll have to work the rest of the way.
Though they were strong early.
They were strong early, but this is usually when they just peter out.
Christian McCaffrey's youngest brother, Luke, who's a quarterback at Nebraska, is legit.
He is.
He's fast. Now, I don't know about –
Yeah, I was going to say, do they just run the ball?
They've got Adrian Martinez. He ain't that good. McCaffrey's going to be the future quarterback. I don't know how well he throws it, but in terms of a dual threat guy, he can move.
Aren't all those McCaffreys like stud athletes? Like the daughters, like they're in college playing somewhere, right?
Yeah, I mean,
I think all of them.
There were four brothers, and they all played.
Yeah,
Max played at Duke. Dylan played at Michigan. Obviously, Christian plays, and then Luke is the youngest, plays in Nebraska.
So sick.
Well, this the one guy in Michigan transferred out, right?
Yeah, he transferred out. Where did he transfer to?
Don't know.
Let's go to Fred, line one, Upper Marlboro. Fred, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's up, guys? I love listening to y'all, but I just heard you guys talking about the Nats rings, and you guys left two people out.
Yeah, who is that?
Brad and Valdez.
Right.
How come they can't wear their ring tomorrow? I think they
We didn't have anything to do with that. Don't blame us.
You guys can make a call, petition, you know, rally.
We don't. We don't have that much clout.
We didn't want to ruffle any feathers.
Brett's making a very good point.
He is.
Yeah, of course you guys wouldn't want to ruffle any feathers on behalf of us.
No, we don't want to do that.
Yeah, you don't want to rock any boats.
Rings. Of course you got some clout.
Hey,
come on.
Pretty much every time we've gotten a ring, it's been a surprise.
Yeah, Fred, here's a bulletin.
We have nothing to do
That's
with
a
it.
Lie. That's a lie.
What are you talking about? What, we lobbied for
you
rings?
You didn't know you were, they didn't ask for your ring
surprise,
size.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
For your ring.
They ask us for our ring size, but it's a surprise. We didn't know. We were expecting it.
That's not a surprise.
Does Fred understand that we're sheepish about accepting the rings ourselves?
Well, hold on.
Ask for the producers?
Draft, do you think we thought we're going to get World Series rings? We didn't think that. And then they said they're going to ask for our sizes that we're going to get. We were surprised.
By the way, why are you being bashful about the truth? There's four headliners, and there's two guys behind the scenes. The guys who get the rings, whether it's right or wrong, are the headliners.
No. They do all the hard work in the background.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
They have the outline. Come on.
Right.
Get them something.
Fred's my favorite caller.
We'll get them some programs from the World Series.
We took them out for bowling last year.
Yeah, we took them out. Cake's injured his thumb.
Yeah, Cake sacrificed his thumb for us.
He did.
Hey.
Things I the sacrifice.
Hey,
over
Fred.
There.
By the way, that seems like a lifetime ago where we had a ratings party at the Palm and went to bowl
what's,
afterwards.
Hey, what's
hey, Fred,
a ratings
one
party?
Of the producers can have one of my rings. They just got to come up with about 17K.
No, thank you.
One ring, and you can split it, you know?
I told you, I'd trade mine in for an Emmy. I want an Emmy. Bitter, every friggin' jerk in town who's been here for more than 2 months has an Emmy on their bookshelf. So bitter, we don't have one.
I'd rather have the ring.
I'd rather have the ring, too.
You would?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I want
if everyone has an Emmy, what's so special about it?
Well, but at least you earn it. The ring, we literally earned nothing of it. I mean.
That's true. All right,
let's go to line
three. I like having it.
Let's go to line three. Let's go to Mo in Largo. Mo, what's up?
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning.
Sir. Good morning, Mo.
EB, I really appreciate you acknowledging the fact. You know what? We really didn't earn those. They were given to us. Not that you really felt that, but I do appreciate you saying that. Because
we have always said that. Nobody thinks we earned it.
We're saying that, but I'm just saying there were people around town that thought y'all were really starting to feel yourselves after you got your ring. So that's all I'm saying.
I think
I like to wear it, but I know I didn't earn it. I like to wear it.
I know that's right. I would, too.
Yeah.
As far as the skins upgrading, immediately I would say either offensive line or free safety, possibly some help at corner, but I think those are the immediate needs within our organization.
More so than receiver?
Because I think that your receivers could actually maybe benefit from maybe an extra half a second to a second of time to release off their routes. So, and not to mention the offensive line would affect the passing and the running game.
I would say, overall, other than that, what was it? The one game, who was it? Was quarterback in the one game where the offensive line was dreadful? Was it Haskins?
No, Alex Smith and Kyle Allen.
That was the Rams.
Yeah, that game against the Rams. The whole line was dreadful. But the rest of the season, they've been serviceable. I would say not great by any stretch, believe me, but better than I had thought. At least I don't know. That's been my impression. And I certainly know that going into that game, we had John Keim on, and we both agreed that the offensive line prior to that Rams game had been better than expected. But
and the
then
numbers
that Rams
actually
game was
showed
a disaster.
That.
Huh?
The Pro Football Focus numbers showed that. They were kind of a middling offensive line.
Right, not the worst. The middle of the pack. And then they just, you know, complete disaster against the Rams, but a lot of that had to do with the Rams.
Mm.
You know? And like we talked about on Monday, when Cornelius Lucas filled in for John Christian, he was fine. And by the way, we should give Morgan Moses props because we had Morgan on every year last year, and we kind of were breaking his balls because he had a tough year last year. First of all, he plays hurt every game, and he's had a better year this year. He's got fewer penalties. He's given up fewer pressures, fewer sacks. He's having a better year.
He was banged up a little bit in that Dallas game. He was grabbing his groin.
He's banged up every game.
Yeah.
He plays hurt all the time. In fact, doesn't he have, if you look this up, I think he's playing in a bunch of consecutive games. Like,
he's got a streak?
I think he's got a streak going, Cakes, maybe like 60 or 70 straight games.
Yeah, you might be right.
I might be wrong, but I thought I heard that. That dude's a warrior. He had a tough year last year, but he's playing a lot better this year.
He battles to get out there.
Yeah, he does. He's tough, man. No doubt about it. So,
well, I just think that, you know, if they're going to win this division, they've got to upgrade a few positions, at least go out and try. And receiver would be number one for me. Because, look, in 2020, you got to score points. You know, it's one thing to have another DB back there, okay, but if you can score points – now, maybe they're limited because of the quarterback, but you at least have another threat out there.
Well, it is a shame, too, that we talked about that they haven't figured out a way, or either he hasn't been healthy or they just haven't figured out a way to utilize Gandy Golden, who, you know, nobody expected to have a big impact, but you were hoping they would be slowly grooming him. We haven't seen any of them,
no.
Right?
And he's a little banged up now.
Yeah, I know.
And he's raw. I mean, I'd
rather. I know he's raw, but let's just see what we're working with here.
I mean, if you could give up nothing and go out and get a Marvin Jones or even a Ross.
Yeah, be something.
I'd kick the tires on some bigger names, but at very minimum, Jones, that would help a lot.
All right, if you want to chime in, the phone number is 800-636-1067. You can call us on the AAA Always On Call listener lines on an open line Thursday. We've got the Junkies Blitz coming up next, including the latest JP Power Poll, the JPPP, and more trade rumors.
All right, warm days and chilly nights and mornings. You know what that means. Time to schedule a $99 heating and cooling check with the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf. For just $99, a five-star technician will check both your home's heating and cooling systems for one low price. Call today for peace of mind no matter what the weather brings tomorrow. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician and proud partner of your world champion Washington Nationals.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Remember, coming up at 8 o'clock, Dave Richard joins us. I see some of the tweets streaming in at Junks Radio. You can always tweet him at Dave Richard. We, of course, have the speed round. You got lineup questions. That's coming up at 8 o'clock. But right now,
We'll go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz. Didn't get to it yesterday, so I'll start with the JPPP, Jason Bishop, who is my number five team in the National Football League right now.
They're getting tougher because you've got so many teams there with five wins.
I'll give you a hint. They're coming off a loss.
This team is coming off a loss?
Yes.
Coming off, just took an L at number five.
Seattle Seahawks.
I'm putting the Seattle Seahawks. Easily could have won that game. Russell Wilson had three interceptions in the game, which is not typical for Russell Wilson. Their offense is uber explosive. We've been talking about it's hard to move them very high up the list because their defense gives up almost 500 yards a game.
Right, Swiss
cheese. So I've got the Seahawks at five. At number four, they make their first entry into the top five.
Oh, really?
Ooh, Tampa.
Tampa.
I mean, it's hello, this is my gig. I predict.
All right, jumping in. I'll go back to Twitter.
Well, right, he jumped in. Tampa.
Yeah. All right.
Their defense is legit, and Tom Brady has been on fire of late. Even Gronk has found the end zone a couple times. He's starting to look better. And now, they had Antonio Brown to the mix. By the way, Bruce Arians raved about his first workout, said that Antonio Brown looked fantastic.
And they get to play the Giants, which also helps this weekend. That should be another W for the Bucs.
So number three has got to be either the Ravens or the Packers. I know you slipped the Ravens a couple weeks ago. So I'll say the Ravens are three.
Nope, Ravens, because of Valdez, they're outside my top five. Remember, Valdez, maybe not the foremost expert, but he's right up there. They're somewhat
fraudulent.
He's a
top fiver.
Beat the Steelers, what are you going to do? Well, are they going to leapfrog to two?
Yes, they would move up the charts for sure, but I've got the Packers at number three.
Right.
Of course, Packers lost to Tampa, but they bounced back. I felt like that was a trap game for Green Bay a couple weeks ago. We know nobody's going undefeated. So that leaves your top two teams.
Well, it's the Steelers and Chiefs.
It is the Steelers and Chiefs. So I've got the Chiefs at two. I'm going to keep the Steelers at one because they're undefeated, but they have a huge test against the Ravens coming up. So we will see how legit they are. But, look, they just beat the Titans. That game could have easily gone to overtime if Gostkowski hits his kick. But Big Ben, you know, had a couple picks in this game, but he's been having a damn good year. Their defense is legit.
You know what? I sleep on the Steelers, and I'm looking at it, and now I know why. Okay, they beat the Titans, but the other wins are the Browns, the Eagles, the Texans, the Broncos, and the Giants.
Well, the Browns are 5-2.
Yeah, whatever. You know what?
But only beat who's on your schedule.
That's true. So I don't disrespect. I mean, it's fine, but
I mean,
not like they got a rack of.
They're going to lose.
Wins.
They're going to lose Sunday.
They're not the best team in football. I refuse to believe that.
Baltimore beats them Sunday. Valdez, yes, it's going to happen.
Look at that. He's guaranteeing it. That's always bad, Valdez. You know that.
Are they going to have fans there, Valdez?
It might be my fatty
in Baltimore.
4,000.
4,000. What a putrid number.
Oh, it's just terrible.
They should have at least 10,000.
All right, we got a Thursday night football game tonight.
Oh, I'm excited.
The Atlanta Falcons take on the Carolina Panthers. Panthers are 3-4. Falcons are 1-6. But it's crazy. When you look at their schedule and you think about their games, I was talking to my son about this last night. So they lost the Cowboys game, which was ridiculous. They had a big lead in that game. And all they had to do was recover an onside kick, and it was one of the worst. I mean, we still don't know what happened. Like, it was the worst play by special teams maybe that I've ever seen. Like, what were they doing not to pick up the ball? They had a huge lead against the Bears, blew that game. That was the game where Trubisky got benched, right?
Yeah,
Foles came in.
That was Nick Foles' high point of the season.
Yes.
And then they've got the Detroit game, which just happened, where I guess it came out, you can listen to audio, where Matt Ryan was telling Gurley, do not go into the end zone.
Right, didn't listen to him.
But he did. I mean, those are three games. EB likes to talk about how Washington should be 3-4 or 4-3. Mm-hmm. Atlanta should be 4-3.
I don't know about them. I just know my boys.
But you're a bad team when you make mistakes in the fourth quarter of games.
You're right.
And their defense is horrific.
Yep, and they've already dropped one contest to the Panthers this year about 3 weeks ago. They lost 23-16. Hoping for more points tonight in the matchup.
Big game for the Panthers if they want to keep pace. You know,
yep.
So give them four wins.
I stand by 3-4. 4-3 is more of a stretch, but I stand by 3-4. We definitely should be 3-4.
All right, so we've been talking about potential trades for the Washington football team. And one of the names that was thrown out there by Cakes, I believe, was Texans wide receiver Will Fuller. Mm. Apparently the Packers have inquired about Will Fuller.
Could you imagine Davante Adams and Will Fuller are your 1 and 2 receivers?
Davante Adams was so good last week. He was ridiculous. When he's healthy, man, he's got to be a top 2 or 3.
By the way, Will Fuller was drafted in the first round of the 2016 draft.
Yep.
He was the first of 3 straight receivers.
Okay.
Picks 21 through 23.
Yes.
The other two.
I know who they are. I can tell
you.
I don't know if this is the order, but I think 22 was Josh Doctson to the Redskins. And 23, with big giant flameout, Laquon Treadwell.
Correct.
For the Vikings.
Oh, wow. Nice pull.
Thank you. I don't know why I know that, but I know that. Will Fuller is, if he stays on the field, he's a borderline superstar in the league.
Okay, can you imagine
superstar?
Rodgers?
It's pretty close.
Well,
look at his numbers
this year. You know who would make him a superstar? Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, absolutely. With Davante Adams soaking up all the coverage, oh my God, it would be a bonanza.
There was a trade yesterday. Carlos Dunlap made it known in recent days he wanted out of Cincinnati. And
did you
the
see some of the Nuggets, by the way?
I guess
got
his wish.
The Bengals brass and the coaching staff, they looked at his game tape, I think, from the last game he played in, and they termed his play inexcusable.
Right.
They said it was so bad. And I guess maybe he just is going through the motions because he was on the trading block.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be there.
Well, he was traded to Seattle.
For what?
For a player and draft pick compensation. Seems nebulous. The Bengals just told him, stay home from work on Wednesday.
Right.
They said, we're going to work out a trade for you.
Yeah, we'll get you out of there.
So they were negotiating it. I did see something on social media where he took like his parking spot with him. Maybe he had some sort of sign for his parking space.
He took his pass.
Hey, even if you're a multimillionaire baller, parking is always important.
As you get older, it's very important.
We're well aware of this.
Yes.
So the Bengals, of course, lost a tough game to Cleveland on Sunday. It's just amazing how quick this happens. So Dunlap took to Twitter, and he said that he was going to be selling his house. Mm-hmm. He then deleted his social media posts about that. But they said, see ya. Got rid of him. He has 1 sack, 18 total tackles in 7 games this season. Drab, are you excited that the Drab Hawks have added Carlos Dunlap?
It can't hurt. I mean, he's a little bit older, but... I mean, Valdez could have helped that defensive line.
Oh, look at that, Valdez. He's giving you
He's got the muscle.
Thank you, Drab.
I think she could play on the D-line.
And Drab's man boobs are tiny.
Are they shrinking?
Yeah. <They're> shrinking.
You're paying him. In other words, you're paying him the compliment back?
Yeah, I'm paying him back.
Paying it forward, yeah. Paying it, yeah.
The Cowboys.
His lips never look smaller.
Right.
The Cowboys have been making moves. It just seems like they're just going to start dumping guys. Yesterday we talked about Everson Griffin. Well, the latest victim is Dontari Poe, who apparently was released because he was too heavy.
Too fat?
Dontari Poe.
Get out of here. Jerry Jones, the owner.
Wasn't he decent at one point? Or
Jerry
no?
Jones just said, quote, when you're 30 pounds overweight and you're not doing anything about it,
right.
What's keeping you from performing well in the field, there's no reason to get into the other stuff.
Sounds like Cakes.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Hey, it's good. Easy there, killer.
So the other stuff apparently was that he had taken a knee for the cause of social justice. And remember, Jerry Jones was a tough guy and said, if anybody does that, I'm getting rid of him.
Yeah.
Well,
but so basically, he's getting rid of him because he's fat.
Right. So does he stink?
What is he, 330?
I mean, I didn't know there was such a thing for those D tackles. I thought you could be as big as you wanted.
Yeah, let's see. Dontari Poe. I'm trying to see what he's listed at.
Got to be.
I mean, you just never know how much he really weighs.
Probably list him at 350.
They list him at 342 on Wiki.
Oh, right. That means he's 350.
He's probably
he's 370 probably. Yeah.
And finally, you were talking about stadium.
He would have eaten the entire pot of veggie soup that my wife made.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been just the warm-up. He would have eaten 100 ribs after that.
Finally, you were talking about stadium capacity. for the Ravens game. The Super Bowl, like I say, determined. The NFL is moving forward with plans for a reduced capacity Super Bowl to be played February 7th. It will be held at 20% capacity at Tampa's Raymond James Stadium, which normally holds 65,000 fans.
What a weird season, Case.
So 13,000 people are going to be at the Super Bowl.
Fans apparently are going to be in pods 6 feet apart.
Oh, great.
And masks required.
Great.
Right.
All right.
So that would be your Super Bowl. Who do you think is going to be in it, Jason Bishop?
We already made our picks.
I mean,
well, I'm just saying right now.
Stick with your picks. I think I have like the
Kansas City Ravens, Cowboys. Kansas City, Green Bay.
Valdez, can you pick? Do you can you or Drabby run into the studio and get our picks? Do you?
I think
have
they
them?
Might have lost the book.
No, okay,
I've got the picks.
I found
Jason
it.
Has them
you
all.
Yeah, Jason has it.
I Jason,
them
you have it. Can I go? Can you go through them? You know,
Super Bowl,
it is the bye week.
Bowl?
Yeah, it'd just be interesting. Just. Who do each of us have in our Super Bowls?
Well, I think right. I have the Dallas Cowboys, so I know I'm out.
Cakes has Dallas, Baltimore, so he's out on one.
Not looking great.
Bickle has Baltimore, Seattle winning.
Ooh.
I've got San Francisco beating Kansas City. JP has Kansas City beating Dallas. Valdez has Baltimore beating New Orleans, but he doesn't think Baltimore's any good. And Drabby has Tampa Bay beating Pittsburgh.
Oh, wow.
Drabby's
looking
pretty.
Drabby looks really good.
Nostradamus over here.
Long way to go.
Tampa Bay.
All right, coming up next, we'll talk some fantasy football. 800-636-1067. Now's your chance to get in. Dave Richard from CBS Sports joins us next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.